U.S. soldiers were killed Wednesday in another roadside bombing in Iraq as jubilant Iraqis dragged through the streets. They charged corpses of four foreign contractors, including at least one American, and hanged them from a branch spanning the Euphrates River. The four contract workers were killed in a rebel ambush of their SUVs in the rest of the town of Fallujah, 35 miles west of Baghdad. The last scene is being compared to a similar event in Somalia in 1993, when a mob dragged the corpse of a U.S. soldier through the streets of Mogadishu, eventually leading to the American withdrawal from the African nation. In what is being called one of the bloodiest days for the U.S. military this year, five 1st Infantry Division soldiers died when their M113 armored personnel carrier ran over a bomb in a separate incident 12 miles to the northwest. In the deadliest previous incident this year, 9 soldiers were killed when their Black Hawk medevac helicopter was shot down near Fallujah. Chanting Fallujah is the graveyard of Americans, residents cheered after the assault on 2 four-wheel drive civilian vehicles, which left both in flames. Associated Press television news pictures showed one man beating a charred corpse with a metal pole, while others tied a yellow rope to a body, hooked it to a car, and dragged it down the main street of town before hanging the dismembered corpses from the bridge. The burst of killings Wednesday assured that March's death toll for U.S. troops will be the second highest for any month since President Bush declared the end of major combat. The only month with more deaths was November with 82. Prior to the deaths of the 5 soldiers Wednesday, at least 43 troops had been killed in March. With the addition of 5, the month's total more than doubles February's total of 21 and compares with 46 in January and 40 in December. Some had predicted that after Saddam Hussein's capture on December 13, the insurgency would lose momentum and security for Iraqis and U.S. troops would improve. Instead, the death toll has remained relatively constant. News for this Wednesday broadcast. I'm Langston Wright. Newly declassified documents in Washington have shown that President Bill Clinton's administration knew Rwanda was being engulfed by genocide in April 1984, but buried information to justify its inaction. The Washington-based independent non-governmental research institute National Security Archive went to court to obtain the documents using the Freedom of Information Act. They revealed that senior officials privately used the word genocide within 16 days of the start of the killings, but chose not to do so publicly because the president had already decided not to intervene, and that the cabinet, and almost certainly the president, had been told of a planned final solution to eliminate all Tutsis before the slaughter reached its peak. It took Hutu death squads 3 months from April 6th to murder an estimated 800,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus, and at each stage, accurate, detailed reports were reaching Washington's top policymakers.